views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It is the 4th of October, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Jared's at the helm. And what national day is this, buddy?
It is Taco Day.
Whoa! No. No, don't do that to me. Because, you know, tacos are the only things that come apart and you still love them. Tell me that's not true.
A lot of things come apart and you still love them. Puzzles.
Puzzles. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. If you like to tinker, all about taking things apart and putting them back together.
Well, I've taken things back. You know, I've taken things apart and put them back together, but why do I have three or four parts left? Parts. You know, parts are parts. I've been working on vehicles and had like four or five screws and bolts left, and I thought, well, these can't be important. So I just threw them away. I was working on
military. We started with tacos.
Tacos. This All right. Tacos Day. What other day is it, buddy? Is it like National Vodka Day or something? Did I hear that?
It is actually National Vodka
Day. You're kidding me.
No.
Oh, my
goodness. National Vodka Day, too.
Did you look that up?
No. You know what? I heard Sue say it today on the news. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Enough of that. Enough of frivolity. No. Let's go to the weather.
Yeah, let's do the weather, and then we're going to do a little catch-up about, you know, gosh, what it was, where we're going, what's happened this weekend, wonderful things. Okay, sunny today with a high of 89. Looks like we're going to have partly cloudy tonight with overnight lows of 59. It's currently like 57 degrees right now. Tuesday, we'll call for 81 with the overnight low. Chance of showers tomorrow night with 55. Are you feeling that on your bones a little bit? Wednesday, slight chance of showers with 70. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a high. High overnight lows of 55. Excuse me. Thursday, partly sunny with a high of 73. And Thursday night, partly cloudy with low 50. We have chance of showers on Friday as well with 70. Are we talking turtleneck sweater or weather? You know, have you changed your clothes out? I haven't thought about that yet, but. So we want to share, and the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We love these folks out there. Locally owned, veteran owned, where they give senior and veteran discounts. As a matter of fact, as the fall is happening and winter approaches, don't wait to the last minute to see if you've got a leaky propane tank or you may need propane, and we don't know if we all of a sudden have just an onslaught of severe weather, which kind of hoping for just any kind of a, you know, we nice to have a wet, snowy. It'd be great to have a great winter.
There's supposed to be rain coming in here for these next few days, and then another one coming in after that.
Well, we need it because the Shasta Lake is the lowest it's been.
It's the second lowest it's ever been.
Yeah, it is. It is really
like 25%. 25%.
So we pray for rain, and anyway, so that the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. So on the weekend,
I've got one more thing here. Air quality index is 42, which is good. Okay.
So we were on Friday, on Thursday, we drove up to Alturas. We had a member of the family, extended family that passed away, and we had to drive up to Alturas to, of course, be supportive. And I sang at the funeral and did a duet with my brother, because this would have been his mother-in-law. And their family was very, instrumental in building the Catholic Church up there. They've been there for 150 years in the Alturas, so they're born and raised. So we went up there and then experienced what that was like on Friday to wake up and know the PG&E has turned off the electricity in a particular area that had our tower in it. So if you were listening on Friday, it was beyond our control. And so isn't that just always lovely when you're, you know, it's an extra like, oh, isn't that just great? We've got our co-hosts. I mean, we have our AM, thank God.
We have AM and we stream and online. And but the other thing, too, is the generator that was up there supposed to be running it, which doesn't belong to us, had run out of gas. So they sent a guy up there and they filled it up with gas and we got back online.
Okay.
The way I understand it.
All right.
But you know what? That's something that it just came out of the blue on that one. They were, you know, they check and see where PG&E is going to turn off the power and we just weren't one of them. So thank you, PG&E, just for that. I hope you lose your lawsuits.
Well, okay, just this,
I still don't understand, and I asked, Stephanie Bridget, when you go against a company in a criminal trial, why can't you go after the leadership? And she said, you can't do that. You cannot go after, you know, the people in it. And I said, yeah, I understand that. Okay, so they lose and they pay money and all that, but what makes them change their behavior? And she said, well, PG&E changes its leadership like I change magazines in a gun shoot, you know, quickly so that people aren't, I'm sure that's got to be part of it, so they can't be held responsible for things like that.
Well, could be. Okay, so I want to do like 3 points today that are kind of interesting before we get going. All right, so this just in, 2021, Nobel Prize in Physiology and Medicine has been awarded to David Julius and Artem Patapushian for identifying the receptors that allow humans to perceive temperature and touch.
Well, they haven't figured that out before
I
now.
They identified the receptors. So, you know, our bodies are the most amazing, you know, we have all these miracles in our body that we don't even realize, all these parts and, imagine that people didn't know that before with all the scientists and researchers, but they found the receptors that allow humans to perceive temperature and touch. I just think that's fascinating.
I think it would have to, it's got to be in your skin. It's got to be, I mean, it's got to start there, I would think. I mean,
all right. So here's the other thing that I know for you, you're going to
drool. What's the largest organ in the body?
Your skin.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so this is one that's just going to make you frost. Don't look.
Okay, okay.
Over my shoulder. This is my deal with you.
I was not looking over your shoulder. I was trying to look down the front of your phone.
So, a Florida woman won $2 million with Mega Million tickets twice.
Well, good for her.
Twice.
No, but that's good. I'm happy for her.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying that you always think, well, one day when I win. How many people think that one day? Do you sit around sometimes and fantasize about one day when you win? Okay, so this woman, twice. Not, can you imagine
not once,
that?
But twice, right.
Not on the same day.
Okay. Now, I always thought, you know, I don't get involved in lotteries until they're up to that, like that 1 billion. Then I go, yeah, I'll put $5 in because it's like, oh, okay. You know, my chances of winning are like riding a shark and getting hit by lightning at the same time. And, you know, and then yeah, I've got a better chance of being attacked by a grizzly bear in Lassen Park on July 4th than I have of getting, you know, winning a lotto. But I always think this, if I win the big one, you know, and you take home like $200 million, you know what I would do? You know what we would do? We'd build a jail for Shasta County. We would donate a new jail to Shasta County. I can just tell you. And we could call it the Carl Lindebot Correctional Center.
No, we would not.
Yeah, we would. Carl Lindebot Correctional Center.
Oh.
Well, we could do that because we wouldn't be living in California after that.
North Dakota. All right, here's a very interesting thing to close this segment this morning. In Facebook, we know this to be true, but when you really have somebody who comes forward and say, and who's a whistleblower, she released tens of thousands of pages of internal research and documents from the company, revealed herself she revealed herself, finally just came forward and said a former Facebook product manager who worked on civic integrity issues at the company. The documents have sparked a firestorm at the company and have led to the Senate grilling a Facebook executive over the platform's effect on young users. Now, you know this to be true, folks. On 60 Minutes, she said the company knows its platforms are used to spread hate, violence, and misinformation, and has tried to hide that evidence. Facebook has aggressively pushed back against the reports, calling many of the claims misleading. Well, what part of what they've been doing and what they've allowed to have happen have been misleading? And I really think
and
that
they only pick one side.
I was looking recently at pictures of people, family gatherings, and everybody had their head bowed into their phones. And I thought, you know, and you know that this is addiction. It's part of an addiction. It's an addiction we're not really aware of because it's not like alcohol or pills or drugs or that kind of thing, but it's an addiction to be on your phone. How much time do you log on your phone every single day? So she's saying, she pushed back on the some of the related claims, saying, for instance, it is ludicrous to assign blame to Facebook over the January 6th Capitol riot. Clegg also said the company will never be able to control all content on its site and may be open to more regulation.
Well, you know what? If you're going to take sides, you should be open to regulation. Oh, it's a private company. Well, it's a private company with a monopoly. You could say Facebook is kind of a monopoly because there's none others out there like that. That and Twitter and then TikTok. And TikTok was trying to make it for young people. And they just said, well, okay, maybe we better back off on that. The one thing, though, that is constant and good.
Let me hear it.
Is our sleep number bed.
Yeah, it's true.
It is. It's constant. The ability to get a good night's sleep, to adjust the bed to the firmness that you want. Like last night, we were going back and forth,
mm-hmm.
and you said, well, it doesn't
feel
right.
Didn't feel like it was, yeah,
right.
it felt too hard.
And we
went down to a number I'd never been to before. My sleep number setting last night was 20.
Yeah. But you slept great.
Yeah, I really did.
My sleep number setting last night was 40. I went down. And I don't know, you know, maybe it was because of we were gyrating with the horse yesterday and more today.
Well,
so,
as we really mean this, that you go down to the sleep number store right here in Reading. It's next to the vitamin store, a vitamin shop there, close to the Target shopping center, and you can go in. In fact, you know, it's fall, we're spending more time indoors, we're going to be going through these changes with the weather, we are facing, all kinds of different we don't know what to listen to as far as information when it comes to COVID, to this, not to do that. We have so much information flowing through us that the only time that we can reset our bodies at nighttime is sleep.
Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss the final days of our weekend special. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing ends today. Only at our Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center. This is subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. 7:17 in the morning. We'll be right back.
Listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Play our Fall into winter, $75,000 swipe to win promotion. Win free slot play and cash every Thursday in October at 7 and 8 p.m. Final drawing on October 28th at 7 and 8 p.m. 25 lucky winners will have the chance to fall into winter with cold hard cash and free slot play. All you need is a free River Club card to play. More drawings, more winners, more fun. What would you do with all that cash? Must be 21 to participate. See WinRiver.com for more information.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 7:22 in the morning here on the 4th of October, 59 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms started about the same time we did. And this is our firearms dealer of choice is Bastiani Arms. John Bastiani's customer service is just outstanding. He stood up against the big guys and is still thriving to end at 2539 Larkspur right here in Reading. He always has a great selection of long guns and pistols, all the accessories you want, and he's just an outstanding gunsmith. And veterans, you get a discount at Bastiani Arms. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 2539 Larkspur right here in Reading. And the reason we played Janis Joplin 51 years ago today, she passed. And 51 years, she was 27. She's one of that group of 20 of artists that died at age 27. Her, Jimi Hendrix, who are the couple others? Jared, do you have there?
I know Amy Winehouse.
Amy Winehouse was only 27 when she died?
Wow.
Hey, on a happier note.
Oh, Jim Morrison.
Sorry. Jim Morrison.
There's a lot of them.
Hey, the Fawn Fire is 100% contained. It burned 8,500 acres, however, and 185 buildings. Cost $25.6 million to fight. And this was allegedly started by a woman who had set several fires here in Shasta County. $3.5 trillion Build Back Better extravaganza has been stopped. No vote on that. However, $1 trillion infrastructure package is still on track, and that's got bipartisan. So that infrastructure, if it's going to things like roads and bridges and airports and those kind of things, yeah, I can get behind that. I mean, it's $1 trillion. My God. That $3.5 trillion Build Back Better package, and this is my favorite part, Biden said would cost $0. Well, first of all, right off the bat, it's going to cost the taxpayers $3.5 trillion. You can't say it's going to be zero. Some game, it's not. Anyway, we'll go into that one when we have a little more time. Here's my Tom Brady, the GOAT.
Oh, yeah.
He won the game yesterday against New England. When he came out in the field, they cheered for him. And Brady going back and, you know, with Belichick. And Belichick got a little bit upset because the media was trying to build up this, you know, mm-hmm. this big argument. He goes, you picked a sentence over the last 15 years, sentences,
yep.
and then tried to make something. He says, I respect Tom Brady. I want the best in his, you know, best for him all the time except tonight.
Right.
You know? And Tom Brady says, Belichick is the best. You know, he learned a lot from him, and it was, you know, I mean, they're friends. Right. Anyway, Tom won last night, 1917, and set the new record for yards passed. He's at something like he beat Drew Brees' record, 80,503 is the new record. And I expect since he'll be playing until he's 50, it'll get a lot bigger. But here's my favorite story.
What?
A guy in Fargo, North Dakota.
Okay.
He left for 4 days,
oh.
And when he came back, his truck, he noticed something wrong. He opens up the hood. A red squirrel had deposited 175 pounds of black walnuts in the engine compartment. 175 pounds.
He's now, squirreling away for the winter.
Oh, he is. And you know what? And
probably warm in there with the engine block.
I've reached out to his name, I think, is Bill Williams. I've reached out to him. I called his office, but, you know, they weren't in there.
Uh-huh.
Yet, and just said who we were and just said, love to talk to you because it appears that he's got this battle going on with the squirrels. And he's had to spray, you know, cayenne and mixtures of cayenne pepper and Tabasco sauce trying to keep them out of his truck. And it hasn't worked, obviously. But you think about this. Is that squirrel going crazy? 175. Now, the squirrel thinks.
What's it know that we don't know?
Yeah, the squirrel thinks, I got 175 pounds of nuts here.
They're here, so I got to put them someplace.
So where did he, he's got buckets of these things. So did he just kind of leave them out there so the squirrel could run out and get them and hide them someplace else? But, you know, black walnuts are big.
Yeah.
These aren't like little acorns. These things are like the size of a golf ball. 175 pounds. You should have seen the photo. It is great. I love it when I hear stories like that.
I'm not sure he loves it, but it did make news. You know what we have up here in Reading, which is just so cool? We have the historic Hawes Farms. And, you know, of course, we can, fall is in the air, the leaves are changing, we think about, you know, corn stalks and pumpkins and all that other good stuff. So, at Haas Farms, there's 17 acres of pumpkins to pick, roller coaster, train rides, pony rides, bumper cars, giant jumping pillow go-karts, and many other attractions. So, we have here in the studios this morning two general admission tickets that we're going to give away on the air right now. And along with those is the Screaming Haunt Pass. Now, I've never been to this because I get spooked and scared really easily. There may be some restrictions because of COVID. I'm not sure what that's going to be, but it will be open to terrorize you every Friday and Saturday night from this last Saturday to October 30th. So, if you want to do something fun and bring your kids and let them go into the haunted house while you're outside, pumpkins and so on and so forth, do give us a call right now at 605-4567 and you can have these passes. We'd love to have you go and enjoy what it is to be, you know, this time of year with the spook and a little fun at the farms outside. 605-4567.
Okay, now there's Lieutenant Colonel Stu Schuler, a Marine that's been put in pretrial confinement, which I strongly condemn, because he made a YouTube video of saying that senior officers should acknowledge their part in the Afghanistan debacle. His seniors told him, you know, you don't have the, you know what, we're telling you not to do that again. He disobeyed that order and posted again. At that time, because he's up for charges for conduct unbecoming, disobeying a direct order, and you know, several other those little boilerplate ones. And this is from my beloved Marine Corps now, so you know how I'm feeling about this. They put him in pretrial confinement last week. Well, President Trump said, I'm going to swing in there and you know, the Trump family's going to help you. Well, Lieutenant Colonel Schuler said, keep your help. I was told by everyone to kiss the ring because of your following and power. I refuse. Well, I respect your foreign policy positions. I hate how you divided the country. I don't need or want your help. Meanwhile, a group called the Pipe Hitter Foundation set up a fundraiser for the Marine and a GoFundMe page, which has raised $2 million. So I think he'll be able to make that transition from the Marine Corps into civilian life without too much of a problem. And the guy that did it was a guy named, was a Navy SEAL, Eddie Gallagher, who was convicted in 2019 after posing with the dead body of an ISIS captive. And then Trump granted him immunity.
Mm.
Okay. No, I'm sorry. He granted him a pardon. You know, the thing is he's saying, look, I don't care what your politics. He says, I know you know, thank you for your help, but I don't agree with your politics. I think you're a divider. So all those people that thought this guy was a Neanderthal and all that, not everybody agreed with Trump. On the other hand, the other choice is we're all paying for it now. All right, time to take a quick break. Erin Reznor is on her way in.
All right.
Our mayor. Hey, don't miss the annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk starting at 9:30 a.m. This Saturday, October 9th at Turtle Bay. Proceeds will go to CareNet, a local nonprofit pregnancy resource center. Plus, there's a free pancake breakfast courtesy of the Knights of Columbus immediately following the race for participants. Sign up online at carenet.redding.org. 7:31 in the morning, 52 degrees out there, and we'll be right back.
Great way to start your day with a 5K at Turtle Bay. The annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk starts at 9:30 a.m. Saturday, October 9th at Turtle Bay and winds along the scenic Sacramento River and across the Sundial Bridge. There will be three different waves of activity. The first is a race wave for those who are competitive, a second wave, a run wave for those who like to run for fun, and a third wave, a walk wave for those who prefer a leisurely stroll. Whether you like to run or walk, sign up today for the annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk for only $35 for the run and $25 for the walk at carenet.redding.org. Proceeds will go to CareNet, a nonprofit crisis pregnancy center here in Redding. Once you sign up online, you'll receive a link to create your own fundraising page where you can also draw support from those who are unable to attend. There will be a free pancake breakfast courtesy of the Knights of Columbus following the race for participants. It's a great way to start your day with the annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk at Turtle Bay, Saturday, October 9th at 9:30 a.m. Sign up online today at carenet.redding.org.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There is no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Lindebach, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM, right here, community. That's what we live for. 605-4567 is our phone number. 7:36 in the morning, 59 degrees out there. And this portion of the show brought to you by...
Good morning, everybody. Cornerstone Community Bank brings you this portion of the show, a dedicated team of professionals committed to providing the highest level of personal service. We have three branches serving Shasta and Tehama County, Riverside Way, and also Riverside Way in Red Bluff. It's currently 57 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we're going to have a sunny day with our temperatures of around 89 this morning with our highs and overnight lows of 59. We're very thrilled to have Ms. Mayor.
Something like that.
Yeah. Well, in Aaron Reznor, of course, we know that you are such an outstanding person in our community, you and your husband, with all the things that you do. But you're here today. We're very much looking forward to hearing from you what's happening with City Council.
You know, the other... couple weeks ago, unsolicited offer to buy the land around the Civic came in from a very, very well-known company, Populous, which is an international company.
Right.
And then local people here, the Knott brothers from K2, mm-hmm. Turtle Bay, and then of course the McConnell Foundation. Yeah. Surprised them when this thing came rolling in?
We were very surprised when it came in. Like you said, it was an unsolicited offer, which those sort of things come in all of the time on various properties that the city owns. But yeah, this one was unexpected. We didn't know about it until we saw it on the agenda, and so yeah, it's been a lot. It's provoked a lot of thought for all of us because mm-hmm. I think that we were focused on other things, and so it's been a good opportunity to take time and think about what do we want our riverfront to look like.
Okay, so when it came up, and it went into a closed session first because it was real estate, And
technically, it's real estate, so it was put on the closed session agenda, but it actually never was discussed in closed session.
Okay, and
well, that's very important right now to say that one more time.
From what I understand, is you said we're not going to discuss this.
So what happened is that we opened up that meeting like we usually would, and prior to leaving for closed session to discuss items, I asked if the rest of the council would consider whether or not we would not consider this item within closed session, and that we would pull it from the closed session, which typically the mayor has the ability to do that on the regular open agenda, but not in closed session. In closed session, we have to have a majority vote on such a topic. So even though I could bring it up as mayor, I couldn't unilaterally just make that decision. But it was a 5-0 vote, and then we had closed session with the regular items that were on the rest of the items that were on the agenda, and then later on it was brought back as an item 12 in the regular agenda during the regular city council meeting to discuss what had been previously mentioned in open session. And so that's sort of what's the process that we've been going about now.
Barry said he could have probably, he said, we always put in by the plat numbers. He says, mm-hmm. I could have done that better on, you know, afterthought, if putting down civic, land around civic, like in the, you know, and
right,
after that.
Right.
But that was that was what he put in. He said, that's easy to identify. People can go to it. He said, but I probably should have put in civic because people immediately go, oh, there's some people.
Some people.
They're trying to sell they're trying to sell us.
Yeah, I mean, this is customary. This is typically how every single real estate does. I mean, you don't negotiate in front of your potential buyer what the lowest price is that the two of you would take on your house. That you do that with your realtor in private and make those negotiations, and then you go back to a buyer or a seller. And so we do that for privacy issues.
Now, you're meeting tomorrow night, and so this is going to be a topic on the agenda, I believe.
Yeah, it's 9.1B, considering workshops. So at this point in time, we're still not considering whether or not we are selling any of those parcels, which even when they made the non-binding letter of or LOI, letter of interest, we still would need to have declared all of that property surplus. So there's still an entire process for us to go through even before we decide whether or not we want to negotiate with this specific party. So as it sits right now, there's some meetings in October, there's some meetings in December, and I don't think it's until our November 17th meeting that we even discuss the various options for these subject properties.
So you're going to have city hall meetings?
Yeah.
You know, let people bring in their points of view and what they'd like to see and all that.
Yeah, it's a great, they're all on the agenda, which is online. There's four that are lined out. So the first one, we're just going to discuss the State of California Surplus Property Act, because I think that a lot of people don't understand what that looks like, declaring property surplus and what the process we have to go through before we could even sell that property. The second one, we're going to discuss master planning options and what master planning a specific area like that looks like, and how that relates to the general plan and the riverfront specific plan. We haven't updated the riverfront specific plan in something like 32 years or something. I think it was done like just right around the time that I was born. We haven't updated it since then. So, and then we're discussing, just those subject properties and all of those things.
Well, we think that, you guys are doing a bang up job, and I think it's really important because, you know, people, maybe even a naysayer, would now hopefully hear on this program this morning that you're doing everything, like coming on this show or what every step that you possibly can do to show our public, this is about us. This is transparent. We are all, this affects all of us. We want to see our city move forward, but let's do this together in an open environment. And so we really appreciate that. I think you're doing a bang up job as a mayor. Tell us, what is meant for you? We're going to do that when we come back from this break. I would really love to hear from you, Mayor Reznor, what, it's been for you to take on the role of being mayor of Reading.
Yeah.
Especially during this time.
Yes. I'm sure.
I'm pretty sure Joe Comini would have rethought this one a little bit.
I mean, I say this in a way that I think that, you know, we're in such transition.
Yeah.
In our not only in our society, but in our community, and to see the incredible growth. But, like, you know, as a woman at this time, right now in Reading, what that means for you, mother, you know, wife, business owner, you know, it's a lot of hats. There are a lot of hats, but I think you're doing it with grace.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Jeff Wurst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody can repair a windshield better than Jeff Wurst. He's had, you know, 20 years of experience, been to all the schools. He's not going to take a chance with your safety, whether it's a small chip or a 2-foot crack in your windshield. He can fix that. He does free inspection and analysis. Give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today, or stop by 3208 South Market Street. It's a veteran-owned business. Jeff Wurst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back with Mayor Aaron Reznor.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure. 1665 Pine Street in Reading, Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slate, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Albee from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 14. 60.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Fall sometimes brings us smoke and ash. This is one of those years, and the health of you and your car is very important. At Premier Oil Change, our 30-point certified service will not only check the fluids in your vehicle, but will make sure to reach the areas that ash, soot, and smoke can tax, like your engine's air filter. We also check your in-cabin air filter to help the quality of air that your family breathes. This is all part of our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Services require no appointment. Wait in the comfort of your own car with free Wi-Fi and beverage. Don't forget about Premier Oil Change Rewards Program. You earn points for every dollar you spend. Add to that, free fluid top-offs. Now that's service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All 3 locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt.
My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Welcome back. The radio here in this radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're here with Mayor Aaron Reznor. It's 59 degrees out there, 7:48 in the morning here on the 4th of October. We were talking about the proposed unsolicited.
Mm-hmm.
I always say that.
It's so important
people
detail.
Understand. Yeah, it wasn't something you all went out and did. Now, this is just my opinion. I think this is a great opportunity that we can't waste it, not waste it, but we can't just kind of sit on it because this is a chance for us to move forward in our community, and you of all people know about moving forward.
Yeah, this is a really good opportunity for us to take a moment and see as a community, what do we want our riverfront to look like? So often being a community member, honestly, just within Reading, not even an elected one, you hear so often, man, I wish that we could leverage our waterfront and that we could do a better job. Or you'll hear like, oh, I wish that we were like Bend like this or Austin or blah, blah, blah. But Reading could really have its own identity.
Sure.
In that sort of way. We are a unique gem in the North State. And so it is a really good opportunity for us as a community to say, hey, these are the things that we would love to see along our riverfront.
Well, Daniel Knott said the other day on the show, there hasn't been one drawing made because they want to hear what the city wants and what the people want. So they're not just throwing things out there. So that would be, and this is a chance, like you said, to have as many people come in on as many meetings to get ideas about what we want it to look like. Still have Reading.
Yeah.
But let's move forward. I mean, we've got one restaurant between here and who knows where. I know it's past Red Bluff. One restaurant on the river.
Yeah.
Well, and 60,000 or 70,000 cars a day, probably more, passing by us.
Yeah, yeah.
We think it's really important, Aaron, and it's so great. Thank you for coming on again. As you know, because you have to, either you're going to stay, but we can see with our society and what's happening within our country, you can stay stagnant.
Yeah.
Or you can be open to the possibility of building a better and a brighter future. We're in weird times.
Yeah.
So that's the question I have for you, Minnie. Of course, it's kind of a multi-pronged question.
Yeah.
In that, being a woman mayor, Reading, current time, but also being a business owner that flourishes in the community, that is so generous in the community, that helps young entrepreneurial spirits in the community, to build them, to encourage them for growth. How is it for you right now?
Well, I think I heard ages ago a quote in which it says, if you're not growing, then you're dying. And so I think that is something that my husband Chris and I have sort of lived by. I wouldn't say like an anthem or anything like that to our lives, but I would say that is something that pops in our lives, that all of these changes are opportunities for us to do better, or for us to truly put our stake in the ground and say, these are the things that really matter to us. And what do we want our city or community or nation to look like? And what are the things that are important for us to teach to our children? It is a very interesting time. We've never had somebody be on city council who was pregnant and then also a mayor give birth. And my little guy attended every meeting for the first 6 months and sat up there. And I'm really, really, I feel really lucky and blessed and supported to have been able to do all of those things, to be able to be an example and show that, you know, if you're a mom, you can still do all of the things, and that it does look like a juggling act. And sometimes it's a little chaotic, but you can help in all of the areas, because I do think that there's a different thing that moms have. They have a solution minded, and it is not personal. It's a solution minded focus for everybody, because that's how moms think about, you know, I'm a mom of four. So you think about this like a family of six. How do we solve the problem that's best for everybody? And so I think that it helps me in my mayor role of how can we solve the solution for everybody.
And you guys have planted your stake here. I mean, you have your business.
We're not going anyway.
And I understand that you're going to grow your base with the new area that you're going to grow your base, meaning not another store, but perhaps where your offices are.
Oh yes. I mean, we continue to purchase land and do some development sort of things and hopefully pour into our city and make it better.
The one thing I hear from Dan and others is they want to have Reading grow in such a way that their kids come back home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the same sort of reason why I ran. I want my kids to be proud of where it is that they came from. When I moved to Santa Barbara, I was really proud of Reading and where I came from, and wanted to get out and do all of the things. But I really wanted to come back here and raise a family, because Reading is still a really great place to raise a family.
So what's the next step then? So everybody just checking in. We're here with Mayor Aaron Reznor. We're talking about the unsolicited land purchase that came.
And tomorrow night's city council meeting.
So where are we going now? Tomorrow
we will approve the four workshops. So we'll approve the four workshops that are similar to a town hall situation, in which case that topics will be presented. So surplus property or what the planning process looks like, those sort of things will be presented. Also, Populous will take that time to present at each one. So you could attend any of those four to see what it, in case you missed the last city council meeting when they presented, to be there and an opportunity to ask questions. So this is really a great time for our community to engage in what this process looks like and as far as property and planning and all of those things, and for the council to see what it is that we want to do long term.
And if people, if you're not there to chime in and to say the things you want, you know, and once the decision is made, let's not attack it. And
this is the opportunity for us to engage. Yeah. And once we make a decision, there will be further opportunities for the community to engage in that process once we've made a decision. So hypothetically, if a decision was made to move forward with this group, there's still all of these engagement opportunities along the way to say, you know, I like this brick more than this brick sort of thing.
They're going to give you plans, and then the city council and the people can go, well, we like one and two, but three just doesn't fly with us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there's opportunities for that. But these next four meetings, which you can find, it's 9.1B, I believe, is the agenda number that has all of the, and I'll also have it on my social media. I'll post all of, like, what the dates.
We'll be advertising those like crazy, too.
Perfect.
Because this is too important. We need, in my opinion, we need to have Reading move forward correctly. Keep that ambiance that we have, I guess you could say.
Yeah,
it's
a great time for us to take a moment and plan out what is the vision for Reading. Take a moment to dream and see what do we think that Reading could really be, and to weigh in and then grow from there. We've been doing a lot of growing. Stillwater is almost completely sold, and we still
wow.
have.
I know.
Don't you feel good? We all talked about that during the game.
For so long,
still waiting, but now you know.
Well, I used to call it moving. I used to call it still dead, and now I can't anymore.
No,
you know,
resurrected.
That.
Yes.
No, and so many things going on with that.
We've been on the air for almost 11 years now. I mean, over 11 years. So when we have our leaders of the city and Stillwater and people coming through to try to fill that space, we know that it's been like this giant thing that we've been wanting to see
progress. Now it's like a raging river.
We got like,
not Stillwater anymore,
we got like
it's a raging
minute,
river.
Yeah, like a minute and a half. What's the next, of course, the land deal is huge. What's the next big thing that's going to be facing us? in your opinion?
Oh, it, for Reading?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I mean, things that you're, that you, obviously you're looking into the future.
Well,
what are some of the things that we as a city ought to be looking at?
I would love if everybody was looking to Friday night at 4 p.m. when we have State of the City under Umbrella Alley, and
yep.
we get to share all of the really exciting, cool things that are going on. It's REU's 100-year anniversary, but yeah, we're going to be sharing some things. So I don't really want to spoil
okay.
things that
no,
are going to
no,
be mentioned
cool.
In a speech. But yes, at 4 p.m. we do have a lot of exciting things coming. We're taking the time to pour into our community. We're going to decide what we want to do with that ARPA money, which mm-hmm. is some one-time money that we could really do some great projects with and knock out some stuff. I think we're going to continue to make some headway financially. I know that's not exciting to everybody, but having a really strong reserve is an exciting thing for me, and I think
we're making more money each year, even after COVID.
We are doing a better job of budgeting and putting away when money comes in that's over what we've budgeted for, of putting that money aside, so that we have projects right now that have been sort of kicked down, that need done, and mm-hmm. then kicked the can down the road for the last 20 years, that now this council is saying, let's take
care of it. Mayor Aaron Risner, thank you so much for coming in today and giving us an update on that. I'd love to have you all back in for like an hour, you and maybe Barry.
Yeah, we'd love to do
that. Out all these, you know, things like the budget, you know, where are we going to use the money? How's it going to work for everybody? Thank you so much.
Yeah, for sure.
And thanks for running for office. No, I mean it. I mean, I love it when people stand up and say, hey, you know what? I think I can make a difference.
It's been an honor. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron. Okay, when we come back, enjoy the magazine, enjoy the store. But also, we've got a guy by the name of Bill Fisher that's going to be on that. I called him this morning. He just called me back from Fargo, North Dakota. So for 5 minutes, I'm going to talk to him. All right. We'll be right back after the news.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
But those sessions will not be open to the public. Attorneys who argue before the court will have to have a negative COVID test to participate in person and wear a mask when not arguing. The public will continue to be able to listen to live broadcasts of the argument.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. There's a huge cleanup job underway off the coast of Orange County, California, after at least 126,000 gallons of oil leaked from an underwater pipeline owned by Amplify Energy.
Our employees live and work in these communities, and we're all deeply impacted and concerned about the impact on not just the environment, but, you know, the fish and wildlife as well.
Amplify Energy CEO Martin Wilshire. Compromise so far eluding Democrats. They're at odds over President Biden's $3.5 trillion spending proposal. The sell-off on Wall Street, the Dow down 409 points, the Nasdaq off 330, and the S&P 64 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
One listener that stands out that I work with was this older couple that was interested in refinancing. They reached out to a few different lenders, and, you know, their credit wasn't the best. I know some of these other bigger banks, you just won't hear back from them, which I cannot stand. Not everybody has the 780 credit scores, and just because you don't qualify at one time doesn't mean that you'll never qualify. I'll walk you through what you have to do, whether it's 2, 3, 6 months from now. Back to that older couple, we worked with them for months and months to improve their credit. And we were able to get the loan done. We were saving them hundreds each month, thousands of dollars a year. Finally got themselves into a situation financially that they can handle. And they could start saving money each month for retirement. End of the day, they just could not be happier, which just put a huge smile on my face.
We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to Animalist Consumer Access, federal or corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Security has been stepped up in one northern Indian town after 8 people, including 4 protesting farmers, died over the weekend.
Thousands of Indian farmers have been holding demonstrations across the country since last year in protest against the 3 agricultural laws. And in one of those protests in the state of Uttar Pradesh on Saturday, hundreds of farmers had gathered to show a black flag march against the visit of a minister. But then they alleged that a convoy of vehicles linked to the son of a federal minister drove into the protesters, killing 4 farmers on the spot And then after that, the demonstrators, they got angry. They set fire to a few vehicles, and four people belonging to the minister's camp were killed. So this has triggered a lot of tension.
That's the BBC's Invarasaneta Rajan. Heavy rains swamped the northwest region of Italy bordering France, unleashing flooding and mudslides today. No reports of casualties. News and analysis, townhall.com. Synthetic kerosene, German officials touting it as a climate-friendly fuel of the future, and they've opened a plant to make the stuff.
The facility near Germany's northwestern border with the Netherlands will use water and electricity from four nearby wind farms to produce hydrogen. In a century-old process, the hydrogen is combined with carbon dioxide to make crude oil, which can then be refined into jet fuel. The resulting synthetic kerosene releases only as much CO2 into the atmosphere as was previously removed to produce the fuel, making it carbon neutral. Aviation currently accounts for about 2.5% of worldwide emissions of carbon dioxide, a greenhouse gas that contributes to global warming. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And watching Wall Street this morning, the sell-off rolls on. The NASDAQ is down 349 points, while the Dow is off 435. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Free Fire Radio, of course, is on 7 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday, 8:05 in the morning here. And the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Today, the 4th of October, it's Vodka Day and National Taco Day. Yes. And Linda's got the weather.
Good morning, everybody. Currently 59 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we're going to have a sunny day with our highs of 89 and overnight lows of 59. Tuesday calls for mostly sunny. 81 Tuesday night. Slight chance of showers are coming ahead of us. Wednesday, again, slight chance of showers with a 70. So we do have quite the drop. Thursday, partly sunny with 73. And Friday, once again, chance of showers with our highs of 70. As we progress to the weekend, Saturday, sunny with a high near 76. And Sunday with a high near 80. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
On the phone, we have Bill Fisher, who's in his car right now. And thanks, Bill, from Fargo, North Dakota. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you're asking yourself, why do I have Bill Fisher on from Fargo, North Dakota? I saw a story that just broke me up. You were gone for 4 days from your home, and what did you discover when you came back?
I discovered a squirrel had stored a bunch of walnuts inside under the hood of my pickup.
175 pounds of black walnuts.
Just a couple pounds that way, yeah.
So, what do you do when you come home? And did you have any idea that the squirrel, is it one squirrel or is it like a bunch of squirrels?
It is one red squirrel that's doing all that.
You've been on, I think I read that, you've been on, in an ongoing battle with this squirrel though, right?
I most certainly have. This has been a regular occurrence since 2013. Whatever the tree produces, which it produces every other year, I have to be on the lookout for this red squirrel doing exactly the same thing that it did this year with all the notoriety that has occurred.
Did you name the squirrel?
I have not. It's one of those things where we have just a mutual respect or disrespect for each other. I'm not quite sure what it is.
Is it a game, do you think?
A game? Well... It's very funny and noteworthy until I have to clean up the nuts out of the pickup, because I do have to disassemble the front end of the pickup to remove the walnuts.
Disassemble the front end of your Chevrolet Avalanche. I'm looking at a picture right now, Bill. I mean, you can't believe. I mean, these things are big. These things are like the size of a golf ball.
They're a little bigger than that. They're about the size of a small lemon.
Oh.
So when you see a squirrel, especially the size of a red squirrel, not just carrying one of these, but sometimes two at a time, it's pretty amazing.
So this was a new record, huh? We're going for records this year?
New record. The previous years, the most that the squirrel had ever stored was 4 or 5 gallon pails of walnuts. This year it was 7.
So, what have you done to try and have you tried to discourage the squirrel?
Well, there's not much that you can do. I'm not out to try to kill the squirrel at all, but try to dissuade it. So I have did the internet mixture of Tabasco sauce and cayenne pepper. You boil that up, put it in a spray bottle, and spray it underneath the hood, and that has worked very well in past years.
Well, maybe you could build him a box or something that he could to use instead of your truck.
The squirrel box.
Well, here's what's amazing about that. First of all, as far as the spray not working this year, you can open the hood of my pickup and smell the odor of the spices coming off of it. So I'm not sure what the squirrel found out this year, that it adds an extra little bit of seasoning to the walnut that liked it.
I love this. Okay, so, Bill, I mean, go on.
The other thing I've done is park the pickup away from the tree. Now, this tree is actually my neighbor's tree, and it's right between my two driveways, my driveway and the neighbor's driveway. So I parked the pickup off on the street, and the squirrel still finds where that pickup is and still goes and hides and hoards those nuts under the pickup. Even though it's not right next to the tree.
Maybe it's the heat of the engine. He's roasting.
Roasting the nuts?
Roasting the nuts, yeah, off the block.
I can just imagine trying to take off the front end of your truck to get all the nuts out. You know what? You are a good sport, Bill, because you haven't done away with the squirrel. So I have one last question. How cold is it up in Fargo, North Dakota right now?
Well, right now we're unseasonably warm. We're looking at the thermometer right now at 66 degrees, so not terribly bad at all.
Oh, wow.
Typical this time of year would be about 50, mid-50s.
Okay. Well, hey, Bill, thanks for being a good sport and letting us give me a call back this morning on this.
That was great.
And,
thank you.
And good luck in the future.
Thank you very much. I'll take all the luck I can get.
Okay. Thanks so much, Bill. Okay.
That reminds me of our house. So we have a little 1947 kind of cottage down in the garden track, and we have a massive, probably 50, 60-year-old pecan tree in our backyard. And, of course, the garden track is literally like the Wild West when it comes to creatures. They're everywhere. I mean, we have seen bear. We have raccoons. We have skunks. We have possums. They're everywhere. And gray squirrels, and when we remodeled the bathroom, we took the bathtub out, and when we pulled the bathtub out, there was literally hundreds of pounds of pecans underneath the bathtub. I don't know how they got there. I think they kind of throw them down, like the pipes on the roof, and they drop down. You can hear them going click, 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 click down, but then they drop somehow, they get underneath the house.
My goodness.
And by the way, we're here with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada from Enjoy, the magazine Enjoy the Store. Big news this week. You all have now officially moved.
I can't wait to see the brand new store, as well as celebrating
15
years.
15. And with the 15th year, you have the glossiness and the outside of your magazine has now changed into a whole new, I mean, there's
touch
all this
feel.
New stuff that you guys are doing. Yep. We can't wait to talk about and get into. Let's take an early break. When we come back, write everything in Joy. We're going to talk about the wonderful John Lewis article as well, about all the things that are opening up. River Front Playhouse, what's happening in the store, what your hours are, all the good stuff, getting ready for the holidays. Mm-hmm. We'll be right back after these messages on KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. This is Your Talk Radio along with Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show is brought to you by, well, all of our good friend, Mike Hubert.
Mike Hubert, Estate Granite. Mike's been doing this for about 20 years. He works by appointments only because he is always busy. For a free consultation, give him a call at 241-STONE. If you want your home to have a totally new look, give Mike a call. He does just outstanding work. He's a true artist when it comes to marble and granite and slate and more. That's Estate Granite. We'll be right back with Enjoy. About starting a new career or upskilling for the career you have right now? It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. Reskill for those new jobs that are emerging in Shasta County. Find out today about their veterans programs and free tuition. All of this at Shasta College. Go to shastacollege.edu.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone up to your 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and you can hop into our chat room. Kind of quiet today. Today, the 4th of October, Monday, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, or as I like to call it, Linda's She Cave. the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Great people down there. Super selection of jewelry at fair prices. $22.25. Very fair prices.
Does she wear
$22.25
a headlamp and bring a pick in?
Yeah, there you go.
So mining for diamonds.
Yeah. You can,
Did you read about that couple who found a 4-carat rough stone on a walk somewhere?
Diamond in that in that national park.
Yep. Just
size of your
raw.
Phone. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. Anyway, Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across the street from Sierra Gibbs. Okay, we're here with James Masada and Rhonda Alvey.
Was it graded for clarity and?
No,
I don't know.
They just had a photo of 4.5 carat.
It was just a like a rough-looking rock.
Yeah, there's a park that's got diamonds in it, and people kind of go through it, and they found
where?
This one
in Arkansas.
Arkansas. Oh. Another reason to move to Arkansas.
My brother lives there.
Another diamonds on the road.
Diamonds on the road. Just hey, diamonds are in. Just walk around and find diamonds.
All right, we're on limited time here because we did take the first few minutes to talk with our guy out of Fargo, North Dakota, about the squirrel.
Well worth it.
Yeah. Okay, guys. So here we are, 15 wonderful years. You're always reinventing yourself. You've opened your new store, which used to be the skateboard or board mart.
Well, let's rephrase that.
Okay.
We have moved.
Moved.
We are
right.
Not
it's going to take a little while.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
all right.
Okay. So you've moved, but you're not open.
No.
So,
no.
But is your other store open?
No.
No. All right.
Oh, so
we
you're
just
actually taking 2 weeks off.
Okay. So you're going to now what's the opening date?
It has not been decided, but it won't be until at least the 15th.
Okay.
Of October, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's right before you're getting into the fall and the holidays, and we're so excited
for
you.
Don't give me that dirty side eye.
Well,
the
dirty side eye.
Not at all.
Rhonda and James have been together for years and years and years, so this is a lovely.
She's in the thick of it, so she knows how much work this has been.
It is, he's been working his tail off, I swear. Mm-hmm.
Right.
What is this going to look like for people?
It's going to be different. It's going to be a big transition from our current store. We've all been in internal debates that, less is more, more is more, those two camps, just different. Like, ours right now has got the
crowded.
Trees.
Yeah, you were pretty crowded.
No, it definitely. I mean, there is no doubt that sometimes it was full to a fault.
Mm-hmm.
But, we were also in a really small space. So I should rephrase that. We might have the exact same amount of product we had in the other store, but you actually have room to move because it's three times bigger, right?
Right.
But a different aesthetic, not so heavily wooded, a little bit more modern. The color palette is like French white,
beautiful
black, woods still.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little bit more of a modern palette. But
I like that because in your mind, when you think about the Enjoy store before, and I would love going in there and getting your getting local things and sending them, and also for really quick last minute birthday presents, people you forget or you want to do a housewarming gift. But in order to really capture all that you had to circle that store like 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
As Jen Psaki would say, circle back.
Circle back. So the beautiful thing is that I can see that where now you're able, maybe that necklace hanging on a hook is... There's more clarity in seeing it.
Exactly.
Right away.
It's going to be much more, I think, vignetted in the sense that, we did have, food was typically on one side, that kind of thing. It will be more defined. I mean, when you go to like a table, if it's soaps, they will be much more defined by individual artisans, and things.
And the other really cool thing is we have a storage space right behind the store, so in the same building. So we don't have to go to a storage unit and get some of the back stock.
That's
so
just amazing.
We won't have to have the shelf so full. And so we can.
So are you having fun?
It's also dangerous because then now we can just run across the street.
Well, are you having fun with the idea of this new, think just you're creating. It's almost like when you remodel a home, you're starting from scratch.
Yeah. So So, and that's totally what we're doing. But obviously, the other point of it is that we, you know, people have asked, you know, is it just going to be mind blowing? I would think and hope over time it will get there. But obviously, I use the term, it'll be a little ghetto in the beginning because, you know, the whole move itself is extremely expensive, right?
Gosh. And
so, yeah, the color palettes have changed, so that means displays we're going to have to, you know, but we have to work with what we have currently
exactly.
and build out. We just don't have an endless budget by any
means. No, I think it's wonderful.
So, you know, you will see transition. We'll be open, you know, and then I say, you know, come back in 6 months again when you're there, and it may actually even transform
It'll
even further.
Evolve. Yeah. You know, when you move yourself personally, you're at the last minute sometimes, even the most organized people will say, forget about it, let's just throw it in a box and go. But you can't do that when you're having individual items from artists mm-hmm. that are for sale. You really have to be right.
Yeah.
And I can just imagine the detail exhaustion
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
of that. And thank God you're taking 2 weeks off to just like, can I have 4 days to just brain
and
out?
Thank God I'm the most organized person.
You know, and another thing, the office too. So we have so many files that need to be dead filed. So we're going to be able to go through all of that and clean out just the office.
Just that FYI, we had a little bit of a what was almost a tragedy, what, maybe 2 months ago? Our server
oh,
went
yeah,
down.
That was
we
awful.
Lost. So, thankfully, the hard drives had all the information, but the brain that runs the server somehow got fried.
Oh,
so
boy.
We had no access
before the move.
Yes.
Yeah. This was a
during.
Couple months
this
ago.
Is our. These are our digital files, right? For the last 15 years. So I scrambled. We couldn't get anybody locally to help. So we ended up having to ship, insure and ship the hard drives back to Delaware. For a company that did a recover, and very expensive, but they were able to recover 100%. But when they called us, they said, oh boy. They were like, you guys have lots of files. And I said, yeah, I know. And they said, I think it was 9.57 million files we had on our hard drives.
Every single magazine is in that.
Yes, and every article. And every
million
yes.
files. Wow.
9.5 million.
Oh, 9.5 yeah. million. Yeah. Oh. So million's enough. Not only, okay, but
so now we have a new server and we have a backup
yes.
for the server.
Good idea.
We know what
now,
that's like
we
here
know
at
what
the
store. We know what the store looks like. I mean, if you've been in enjoying what the store looks like. But there's going to be more.
Yeah.
Much more.
Yeah.
So you're talking about
room, but you know, so yeah,
and a different design, kind of a different aspect of
but
how
but
it's
I mean,
presented.
I mean, things
so
like
we are working with a baker, a candlestick maker, a baker.
Yeah.
We are working with, and when I say baker, we specifically a bread baker, and then we're also working with a pastry chef. We're also working with a couple of our coffee local coffee roasters. So you know the long-term goal is we want to put our own roasting in. We want to have our own little coffee shop. We want to have the ability to come, you know, like pre-order and pick up maybe Wednesdays and Fridays fresh baked breads. Be able to come on a daily basis and pick up you know, a little box of croissants, that kind of stuff, and, you know, maybe a big pack of coffee to take away to the office, but also have a small space in there where people can come in and use the free Wi-Fi and sit down and have a cup of coffee and shop.
Gee.
So take away, but also to stay, right? So if you're staying and you're having a cup of coffee, you actually might get a coffee and a real actually handmade mug.
Oh,
right?
My goodness. I love that.
We have actually partnered with Bernsini. Brandy at Bernsini, and she is actually putting in a wine tasting bar. So we will have, you know, probably from noon and or whatever, her hours will be until 8, 9 o'clock. We will have wine tasting where you'll be able to come in and do that and just sit, have a glass of wine. We'll probably have live music from time to time. What's really cool is we're working with some of our artists to do classes. So you would be able to come in maybe one night and do wine and pottery, where you would learn to do pottery, and then the potter will take that away and fire it for you and then return it to you.
I love that. I love doing pottery.
You two could do a whole ghost
yeah,
thing
just,
for us, right?
Oh,
you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. You tell us what you need. We're there for you.
The other thing, too, is you said coffee.
Yeah.
You're going to be roasting your own coffee.
That's the plan, yes. Well, we actually have filed for a new small business license that's separate than Enjoy. I mean, it's part of Enjoy, but it has its own branding and name. And we're naming our roasting house Daystar. because we are looking at one of the newest technologies in the world, which is green coffee roasting, meaning it's fully electric. It has no emissions, so you're not off-gassing, and using natural gases and fossil fuels or that kind of a thing. And Daystar obviously nods back to the fact that we want to do this beyond just being electric. We want it also be solar powered. So 100% of the energy used to do our roasting will also be green energy, renewable energy. Daystar, meaning obviously our sun is a star, and the daytime, it's one of the few things we look at, and we think of a day and we think of stars at night. But the reality of it is our star that we circle is our day star.
Let's go to the phones. Richard, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Off topic announcement, real quick. You remember the last Thursday's KRCR story about the registered offender volunteering at Columbia School? That district is having a special board meeting this afternoon, 5 p.m. at 675 Shastaview Drive. Please, everybody, if you don't have a kid in school, it does not matter. Please show up and voice your concerns. The state law is already in place. They should have prevented this from happening in the first place. So let's please show up and voice your concerns. Thank you so much.
Wait a minute. Hey, Richard, when's it going to be and where? Say it again.
Tonight, 5 p.m., 675 Shastaview Drive at Columbia District Office. It's in-person meeting.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, that was kind of a scary thing.
What happened?
Well, it was they had a registered sex offender as a volunteer, as a volunteer.
Right.
Now, I asked Stephanie about it because when that broke, and she said it sounded like from the number, it wasn't like a child, mm-hmm. It had nothing to do with children. Mm-hmm. It was something else. But still, hey,
That shouldn't be.
And that's tonight. Yeah. So thanks, Richard, for the phone call.
Yeah.
We got to take a break here. We're with Enjoy the Empire. They just moved, and we talked about that, and we're going to talk about our 15th year, the issue 181.
Rondeball Alvey, let's talk a little bit about all the things going on, too, with entertainment in town coming back full-fledged. We'll be right back after these messages. A portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance. Judy at Maxwell. For all your insurance and financial needs, her staff is amazing. You guys, for many people, have gone through fire, have gone through what it is to turn 65, and what is that? What do you have to do when you turn 65 and get your health care insurance?
Yeah.
People are going crazy. I read about it on Facebook, about the nightmares people are having trying to go through that, whatever that is, the tube of craziness.
Thank God you guys don't have to think
Maxwell,
about that for years.
Maxwell Insurance can help you. Give them a call.
We haven't reached that point
yet. We'll be right back.
There's no need to take a stand, for it was I who chose to start. I see no need to.
Turtle Bay's fall plant sale has been extended now through the end of the year. Don't miss this chance to save big during this key season for planting perennials. The nursery is open Wednesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%. And as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, is having a summer clearance sale. Save big on some of the highest quality safes around. High Noble Safe Company carries High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few, and features gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Delivery, moving, and repair service available. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Tico Manufacturing Company presents How People Make Things at Turtle Bay now through January 9th. Explore this new and interactive exhibit where kids can learn firsthand about the tools and processes used to make objects that we see and use every day. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Say you don't know me. And good morning and welcome to our Monday morning edition, October 4th here on KCNR. We're very thrilled to have some of our favorite people on the planet, and that's James Masada and Rondabal Alvey from the Enjoy the Store. We've been with them since day one. They've been with us since day one. They're celebrating 15 years doing the magazine, Enjoy the Magazine, and we're celebrating the fact that their new store will be opening after the 15th of October with a new location, which is downtown, kitty corner from us, where the Board Mart is.
Yeah.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, still open for all of your needs, dealing and working with their staff. Deal with our upcoming and during all of our recent COVID stuff. They are not firing.
Nope, they're hiring. In fact, Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. Emergency rooms open. They're all open. They are not having any type of staffing problems as far as our last contact with them. Okay, James and Rhonda are here. Where do you want to start in the magazine?
Well, obviously we wanted to start, and you guys have pointed it out, but this is our celebration. Everything that we do seems to happen in October for some reason. For our whole life. Anyway, we finally got the ability to migrate the magazine from what we call a saddle stitch, which is a traditional stapled, gusset in the magazine, to what's now called Perfect Bound, which is what you're looking at right now. So this is the more sleek and very elegant.
Oh, we wanted this for so long.
Really?
Really,
this creates an upgrade to the publication. And then we also changed the paper. We went with a firmer cover, and it's obviously one of the...
Beautiful.
Textured.
Yes,
so
textured.
It has a really cool kind of sandy feel to
yes.
it. Yeah.
First thing I noticed when I picked it up, changed the...
We've made changes for this 15 years of hard work and kind of taken it to another place where we've wanted to be. Really, really cool. There is a page in here. I don't know, Rhonda, if you remember what page it is. Yeah.
It's on page 12.
12 is a step-by-step instruction here that you can look for those of you that may need a little help. But we have integrated AI technology into the magazine. We now have upgraded it beyond print. It's almost like print and small and a little bit of television mixed. So it doesn't matter what platform you're on. If you're on iOS or Android, you can just go to the App Store and look for Live Portrait. Download it for free. It will ask for permission to access your camera. You say yes. As soon as you launch the app, it immediately will start a scan mode. And what you can do is anywhere you see the Live Portrait logo, you take your camera and just face it to the magazine, and it launches video.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
So this is, if you point at the cover.
That's great.
We have a message from all of us for our Cheers for 15 Years. It's a little message of us thanking everybody for the 15 years, right?
Yeah.
So you can kind of hear it on my phone, right? And what's interesting is the camera follows the magazine. So if it sees the magazine, it will follow it. It'll follow the magazine. And if you take it away, it takes it full screen.
Fantastic.
So throughout this issue, we have articles, we have ads from our advertisers that if you take the camera and point it at it, you get messages from our advertisers. So one of those articles that we have here in the middle of the magazine, which I'm super excited to say, and I've talked with Rhonda and she's concurred that I can do this, we're going to bring a little bit of music back to the publication. We're going to try to do this quarterly where we feature local musicians.
That.
But what's nice about this is we're taking this AI technology that you have here. Mm-hmm. So we have our first article is with a local band called Radine. And you just scan the page and it launches their new music video.
Now, what page is that on?
That one's on 28. So Radine just launched their new album Better Late Than Never.
So you can scan that and hear the band.
You could actually watch them play,
oh, wow,
play live from their new album. Yeah. Here we go. Watch, I'll show you.
Okay.
I know we're so you
yeah,
can
on radio
page,
here, but
yeah. But it, there we go, and then you can see here.
Is it on YouTube too?
Yep. It launches the new video.
Wow.
Now you can watch their entire video live. Or not live, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, right, sure, on your phone. Sure.
So those are the kinds of things that we're doing.
We also have a couple of...
And Carl, just to remind you, we are not just on radio. We are streaming live on YouTube.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
You can actually see us doing what
we're
doing.
That's right.
We are streaming on YouTube.
I had somebody tell me when we were live on the other day that I don't need to scratch myself because they can watch me through the chat room. So that's how I discovered that we are live on YouTube.
Well,
I was like, somebody was like, hey, you know, I can see you scratch yourself. And I was thinking, what's going on? And then I realized...
There you are right now.
I know.
Waves.
I know. People are probably watching me in this cool new chair you gave
me.
I love it. Oh, it's a swing chair, and I'm just like, woo, woo, woo.
So there's also a couple of advertisements that have this
live portrait. Active right
I
now.
I like that.
We have Kent's Meats, and we also have, Design Time and Tile. Yeah, so you know what's cool for our advertisers is they're running ads on television, right? And now they can advertise in our magazine, but you can also get their national ads
in video. Oh, I think that's fantastic. What a great idea. See, that's where you're ever evolving.
Yeah.
And staying up to date and moving us forward with your great stuff.
So that's a really
Kent's
cool...
Kent's Meats. What are they doing at Kent's Meats? I mean, at the...
So it was just their ads, their talking ads. About
okay.
their deli
oh,
and
all
the things that they do. So.
Okay.
So anyway, yeah, so this issue is totally full of all kinds of great articles, as usual. Obviously, we were just talking about, the music portion of the magazine with Radine. But you were talking earlier about our partnership. We have a whole, like, 3 or 4 pages because it's our birthday. We're talking about Enjoy a little bit of its history, and you guys are in there as well.
We are.
Yeah, you have to read it because it talks about our relationship.
It's been a long time.
It has been.
And, okay, know what? This is such a...
It's at the beginning.
I love sending this. So, just let me tell people, I said it in the chat room because somebody said, I've never been in the Enjoy store. I said, it's got so many great items, great present, is an enjoy box to be sent to family out of area with local olive oils, coffee, honey, all types of things. And, mm-hmm. I mean, this is a great idea. And then they put in a copy of Enjoy magazine.
Yeah.
So you can kind of see what's going out here. Now, you on page 57, a party, 100 years in the making.
Oh, yeah.
Simpson University yeah. celebrates its centennial.
Yeah, we have all these big major, like 15 yeah. and 100 and
yeah,
major
exactly.
things going on, and it's wonderful to cover.
Well, 15 is a lot, but when you hear 100, it makes 15 not seem so much.
It still is a milestone.
It is, it is.
Yeah, but when it hits
in 100. In today's world.
When it hits 100, you'll still be here.
Yeah. So. Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
It's a good article. And I'll just say that I am on their Citizens Advisory Board. Mm-hmm. And we have seen so many changes since Norm Hall's come in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, huge changes
He's
for the
He's a visionary.
Good. He is. And, I mean, a bass fishing team. Who would have thought of that?
That is such a great idea.
That is a national-ranked team out there right
wow.
now.
Wow.
That's a school
that
team?
Doing. Yeah.
They do bass fishing?
Did you know that in the adult degree completion program at Simpson, they have allowed more than 4,000 adults to earn a bachelor's degree while attending evening classes? That's huge for some people. There's a lot of people just feel like, you know, I never really completed my education. It doesn't make me feel complete in life. And it can happen at 52, 55. My mom is 52 when she got her degree.
How about my wife right now? She's 62, right?
Uh-huh.
She's getting her master's right now.
Oh, that's great. So, that's yeah. just, well, well, and right.
Her second master's.
Yeah, her second, right when you're opening, you know, yeah. your store and everything. But, another 3,000 teachers and administrators have used Simpson School of Education to launch their careers. These mm-hmm. are huge things nice. As far as this wonderful, rich yeah. asset here in Redding, California.
So, Saturday, Nigel and I, for the CAD show that we did, had an alum that was graduate yeah. from Simpson on the show, and he lives in Texas now, and he travels all over the world. He's a musician. I did exactly what they did. He is a magician.
Really?
And motivational speaker, but he also was just on Penn and Teller's big TV show.
BS. Yes.
Yeah, well,
no, it's Fool Us, but they also did BS.
Fool Us.
Oh, okay.
I was like, no, it's not BS. It's true.
No, but the name of it. Anyway.
Thank you. They,
yeah. Anyway. Okay. Anyway, Simpson, and they're getting ready to have a big party and all of these things. But this is a four-year university right here. It's not just for nursing and teaching anymore, though.
No.
And that's why you got to kind of take a look at it. And the cost for going to Simpson, you can literally graduate owing no money.
Really?
They've got plans for it. I've seen it. They explained it. And I thought, wow.
So, and also in this issue, we did a little bit of a fun thing is, you know, many of us, we talk every time we come on the show about our town, my town, the feature article where we mm-hmm. bring somebody in and they talk mm-hmm. about why they're here. And, we're all flipping through. We
our very own.
Yes, Rhonda Ball Alvey.
Yeah,
that's great.
Rhonda, you've been such an asset. And in this article, you talk about how you did Leadership Reading and what that meant for you, as well as you guys always seem to remain, both of you, very grounded. That it's not like, you know, for you to have to follow through with the printing of the magazine, doing a show, doing the store, Leadership Reading, and Riverfront Playhouse.
Secretary Riverfront Playhouse.
Grandmother of five.
Six.
Six. Sorry.
Boy, those yeah. are just like
Bringing
little rabbits out there.
You see that beautiful gray locks all over her head? She's earned everyone.
Every single one.
And just, but always
but
consistent.
Still got your
you guys
hair
are so consistent.
I know, right?
That's what I admire the most. Is it consistent? A consistency is showing up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, a veteran-owned business here in town that's been around a few decades. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointments only, so you can make an appointment, walk in, get your haircut, walk out, or, like I like to do, sit in there and just listen to people for a few minutes before getting my haircut. Give them a call at 244-9478, the best place in town, in my opinion, to get a haircut. Man's last stronghold. Don't worry about seeing Dr. Phil on the TV. It'll never happen. Hockey games. other things like that.
Love hockey.
847, 59 degrees. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
Are you looking for a new career opportunity? Well, look no further. Wind River Resort and Casino is the place for you. If you like a fun and exciting team atmosphere, then check out the opportunities at Wind River Resort and Casino. We offer competitive wages, but also extensive benefit packages. Where else can you receive 15 paid holidays,
including your birthday,
paid vacation and sick leave, health, dental, and vision benefits, and a 401k retirement plan with a 7% match? To see all open positions at Wind River Resort and Casino, visit careers at windriver.com. Benefits vary depending on job classification.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Hey, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51. Jefferson, state of mind.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR.
Love me some Hall & Oates.
I can go for that.
Yep. And 14, speaking of Oates.
1460 a.m. Tomorrow on the show, we have an author that wrote a book about Medal of Honor recipients. He interviewed 25 Medal of Honor recipients. And you might be surprised by the stories that you're going to be hearing. He'll be on at 7:05. 8 o'clock will be open line. So unless I find somebody to fill in tomorrow, Usually Doug Craig's on, but he's got family in, so we'll just reschedule that so he and I can discuss different things.
Go with the flow.
Go with the flow tomorrow. That's tomorrow. Okay, Rhonda Alvey and James Masada from Enjoy. We talked about them moving to their new place, which is catty corner from us on Market Street at the old Board Mart.
What we really love, too, is that most people didn't realize that, and we discovered that half of the front of the building, the windows, retract. They are on sliders.
So cool.
So we can open up the store completely open to the outdoor streets.
Wow.
Yeah, so you're
That's cool. I never even noticed that.
When, like, the mornings are like
this.
Because
they had a display in front of it, so you couldn't tell.
You could come and have a cup of coffee and sit on the sidewalk and pretend you're in Paris. And no, we're just doing
Why not?
Have that espresso. A little cafe au lait. Okay.
So when we left, we were talking about what we were going to talk next. And one of the things we're going to talk about is the Bantam Kitchen and our recipe. But I also just really quick want to point out, just because I'm half of the California Adventure District show every Saturday morning with Nigel Skeet. We have a wonderful Autumn Adventures. California Adventure District is always open. So there's a great article here of things to do in our great outdoor spaces. Mm-hmm. And we have an article every month from the California Adventure District that we're continuing to construct and build.
Love it.
And you know what? That can tie into, because whatever happens, we are going to move forward on that riverfront.
Mm-hmm.
And Redding will become the kind of like the jewel of the North State when it comes to things to do, but also as a basis for people to come in and then travel out for the California Adventure District.
Absolutely.
So many things going on there.
And while people are here, they can experience some really great Southern comfort food. So most people know, especially people that are come to Enjoy stores, that we do a monthly recipe, and we've kind of mixed things up this year. We've had for years and years, Lana Granforce has done our recipes, and she still does them from time to time, but we've got some new recipe people that were working with us. But one of the things that we've done is we've now reached out to local regional restaurants that want to participate with us. And once a quarter, we feature a recipe from one of the restaurants. And so this becomes a signature Enjoy dish. And during that month, you can go to the restaurant and actually try it. And if you like it, then you can have it of a recipe for you to make at home.
And we do make the recipe cards for these also and give them away in the store.
So you have it here in the magazine, but many people don't want to tear the magazine out or the page out or whatever. So they come to Enjoy Store, and we usually have recipe cards that we make that are the last 12 months that have been in the magazine. You can pick those up for free in the store. So you can just drop in and grab, you know.
Well, it's a beautiful it's a beautiful picture, first of all, and easy to make. When you look at that, it looks so yummy, and it says 7 minutes. People like, what can I do?
Mm-hmm.
What a wonderful thing to be able to
whip up. And what's cool is my envision is at some point these recipes will be able to shoot a video, and we'll use this
there
new AI technology you just point your camera at the recipe, and it'll give you a step-by-step instruction that you can follow in the kitchen.
And we're talking about, on page 78, the Bantam Kitchen and Coolers, Cajun Shrimp, in, like Linda says, 7 minutes. And you can serve it over grits, which is even better.
I've heard wonderful things about this restaurant. We, however, have not tried it yet, but will do so.
I've been there
now.
Twice, and I loved it. And my kids and their friends have turned it into a place.
They're hang.
They go there at least once a week.
Did you produce foodie kids?
Yes. Young people today are foodies quite often, many of them. Yeah, my boys love to go out and eat, and they love to explore restaurants, and they've got a really broad palate of, you know.
We talked about this earlier, that when I was growing up, there was, you know, like a place like the Trocadero in Boise, Idaho, that kids would go in. You know, your kid's age or a little bit younger would go in and dance, and, you know, dancing and a whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And Jared said, well, I don't know if kids today would be interested in something like that.
Yeah,
you know, a place where they could go in and dance and, you know, have a good time and not, you know, no beer and all that kind of stuff, where parents could drop them off and they'd be safe. And Do you think that'd go over?
You know,
had video games, it would.
Yeah, you're right.
There's some. My kids would. My kids are, I don't know. I guess my kids might be a little bit different than...
They're a little bit more cosmopolitan. You guys have traveled with them.
Yeah.
They've been busy with you, and they understand probably,
I think,
money, product, what, meaning they understand what it takes to do the hard work.
Yeah.
You've had them work with you.
That's so funny because that's exactly yesterday they were complaining in the old shop when we were taking down shelves. And I looked at them and I said, I told them all the lineup. And I'm like, listen, we are going to work until the end of Christmas. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. You know, this is, it's due time. We're Mazadas. We work hard. And that's just the way it is. And they were all kind of like, oh, yeah, Dad, I understand. But
yeah.
I told them, I said, you know what? You may hate me now, but someday you're going to thank me because,
yeah.
You know, you all talk about wanting to be successful. And let me tell you, if you listen to, like, Elon, right?
Right.
Elon says the difference between why people are successful and aren't, you know, isn't always about brains. I mean, it's a lot of fortune of being in the right place, right time, all that stuff. But it's also about tenacity and working hard and not giving up. I mean, you know, it's just...
Okay, one last story that I just got to bring up. Page 51, Coast to Coast.
Mm.
Ernest Andrus, 97, has set the world record for literally running across the United States.
At 97.
At age 97.
He's amazing.
He started when he was 15. No, I'm joking.
And
restaurant to restaurant.
I know.
And he was getting ready to do it again, or he started doing it again and had to take a break. And so
you
he
think?
Said, yeah. So we
well,
he's like,
because,
this is where
because he came down with it's
yeah,
an article
yeah.
with COVID-19, he and his daughter. So now he's getting back in shape again.
It's like Forrest Gump,
you know,
when he ran and ran and hey, ran for 3 years.
Hey, honey, let's go for a 30-minute walk. I don't know. Yeah, that was me. No, I don't. You know, I just
my knees.
You know, my calf. My yeah. calf.
So that's pretty fantastic, man. You know.
Yeah, he's amazing.
He averages 18.4 miles per week at an average pace of 22.47 minutes per mile. So I'm slow,
awesome.
He says.
I'm not gonna race him.
I invite anyone to run along. I'll run, and you can walk.
Aww.
Love that. That is in the magazine, by the way. Pick up the new Enjoy magazine.
Yeah.
15 years. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All good things. You guys always bring joy to our lives, joy to our morning show with all of your concepts and your new and you move forward. It's just really an invigorating time to always have you on. Thanks so much, James and Rhonda.
Thank you.
Okay.